Ray Brubaker's Classic Radio. This is Ray Brubaker's Classic Radio, news-related subjects in light of the Bible. And now, here's your commentator, Ray Brubaker.
Thank you, and again we send greetings to our friends everywhere. Recently I read an article showing how research has helped to control many ailments. How polio, tuberculosis, and diabetes, for example, are responding to medical treatment. How dedicated men of science are on the verge of new discoveries that may help deafness, cure cancer, and relieve arthritis. Laboratory research has made much progress in alleviating sickness, disease, and pain. And yet we would not be fair to Almighty God and His Word if we did not point out that the Lord is truly the source of all divine healing. Man's accomplishments in the field of medicine are indeed marvelous. The Lord's manifestations of divine power, however, is miraculous. One of the names for our blessed Lord is Jehovah Rapha. I am the Lord that healeth thee. Oh, how wonderful to have one to love us who not only is our Creator, but our Savior and our Healer. His healing power is not limited to imaginary minor surface pains such as simple headaches, but the most incurable disease is curable when the Lord Jesus Christ becomes our healer. Of our blessed Lord we read, He healeth all our diseases. Doctors may consider our case hopeless, whereas our Lord tells us, only believe, all things are possible to them that believe. Well, today we should like to consider at least 10 reasons why we can believe in divine healing. First of all, you will discover that approximately 75% of our Lord's ministry was dedicated to healing, linked to healing the sick and afflicted. Our Lord in the temple related how He was sent to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. Surely if our Lord was engaged in that kind of a ministry, I should believe in it. In the second place, you'll find that when our Lord healed the sick, it brought glory to God. When Jesus healed the palsied man, we read, "And when the multitude saw it, they marveled and glorified God, which had given such power unto men." At the raising of the widow's son, we read, "They glorified God, saying that a great prophet is risen up among us, and that God hath visited His people." The woman who for 18 years could not lift herself, bowed by a spirit of infirmity, when set free, we read, she was made straight and glorified God. One of the 10 lepers, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. Did Matthew 15:31, when the multitude saw the dumb to speak, the maimed to be whole, the lame to walk, and the blind to see, they too glorified the God of Israel. Well, beloved, if the healing of our bodies brings glory to God, I'm going to believe in it. I'm going to preach it. I'm going to pray for the sick. And God is glorified every time His power is manifested. We have some who go around the country trying to rob God of His power, His ability to perform miracles, who seek to destroy faith by asserting the Lord doesn't heal today. But my friends, the Scriptures tell us healing brings glory to God, which of course the devil doesn't want. He doesn't want God to be glorified. On the other hand, we who are true believers in the Lord Jesus Christ will purpose to do all we can that will bring glory to God. Now the third reason why I believe in divine healing is that it is a result of faith, which also pleases God. The Bible reminds us, without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Now if you want to please God, simply take Him at His word. Trust His promises. Claim them as yours. It will please the Lord to trust Him for your healing. Fourthly, I believe in divine healing because of the atonement. If you will turn to Isaiah chapter 53 and verses 4 and 5, you will find the Hebrew text reminding us that Christ bore not only our sins, but reading from Young's translation, we read, Surely our sicknesses he hath borne, and our pains he hath carried them. Hallelujah! Oh, that's wonderful. Matthew confirms this by saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Now, did you hear it, friends? Jesus bore our sicknesses and our infirmities. The Bible tells us so. Oh, how few of us have learned to go to the Lord Jesus with our physical ailments, not simply to ask him again and again to heal us, but rather to thank him that in dying on the cross he bore our pains and our illnesses. As Peter confirms this, saying, by his stripes ye were healed. Hallelujah. If you're a child of God today, living for Christ, claim this promise for your very own. I believe in divine healing in the fifth place, because healing is a work of the Spirit of God who indwells the believer. It may be that God allows suffering to come to draw us closer to himself, or to work out his purpose in us. Nevertheless, our bodies were meant to be temples of the Spirit of God, not prisons of pain for the soul. James says, is any sick among you? Is any sick among you? Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. I'm wondering how many who suffer in our audience today have ever accepted this prescription for healing. Have you called for God's servants to pray for you, anointing with oil in the name of the Lord? Oil, you see, is symbolic of the work of the Spirit of God, whose ministry is to drive out the infirmity and heal by making Christ's presence as real as when he was here upon earth. Divine healing is thus part of the ministry of the Spirit of God, and this being the age of the Spirit's ministry, let us avail ourselves of God's power to heal. Now, in the sixth place, healing is a work of God to defeat the devil. Therefore, I will believe in it. Luke, who was a physician, wrote by divine inspiration how that Jesus went about healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Whom did he heal? The Bible tells us those who were oppressed of the devil. Beloved, if Satan is the author of sickness, I believe God wants us to be healed. If the devil has bound us, God wants us to be set free. And there is deliverance from the power of the enemy by rebuking him in the name of Jesus, backed up by a holy life. Ah, let no one suppose he can live in sin or unbelief or murmuring and complaining and be healed. Rather, it's by forsaking these sins, these conditions and attitudes, that we claim the name of Jesus and the power of his shed blood as victory over every oppression of the devil, whether sin or sickness. Now, in the seventh place, I believe in healing because of all of the promises which reveal that the Lord loves us and wants to help us. We read in Psalms 103, verses 13 and 14, like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust. Ah, the Lord knows we are dependent upon him for life, for breath, for strength, for health. By the attitude of some who call themselves Christians, you'd never believe this. They are rather dependent upon their family physician. Now, don't misunderstand, God uses doctors, but he expects us to be dependent upon him, to trust him, whether with or without the aid of a physician. And to realize that just as we parents carry great concern for our children when they are ill, so we are told, as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. Now, in the eighth place, I believe in healing because it is part of the apostolic ministry. How many times have you heard missionaries or deputation ministers use this text? The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Now, beloved, if you will look at the context in the preceding verse, you will notice we read, and Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. It was in view of these physical as well as spiritual needs of the people. We read how he had compassion upon the multitude, saying to the disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Then in the very next verse we read, And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Well, you cannot help but see from this passage that when our Lord calls for laborers, he is calling for men of love and compassion, filled with the Holy Ghost, to minister to the sick and suffering throughout the world. Now, you may find fault with some of the various groups who emphasize healing, and you may criticize some of the men who go forth praying for the sick. But of this, friends, we can be absolutely certain they are following the program of God. Now, some men may be of questionable character, that is true, they may not be sincere. But of those who are sincere and genuine, their ministry, you can be sure, is scriptural. Now, in the ninth place, I believe in divine healing because of the tremendous amount of suffering today. In the average prayer meeting, the requests cover the various needs of believers in hospitals or who are suffering from some ailment. And I cannot but feel that God wants to prove himself real to his people. He delights to manifest his power. And one way we can be certain we have sensed his power is when he heals us. Finally, I believe in divine healing because it is a neglected subject today. It needs preaching. Missionaries could be supported, I believe. Churches could be built abroad, the world possibly evangelized by the money we give for medicine, for doctors, for hospitals, and for insurance. Actually, the poor cannot afford to get sick. The cost is prohibitive. Thus, for those willing to trust God, to believe his word, I'm glad to recommend Christ as your healer. Note some of the benefits of our salvation to be found in Psalms 103, verse 3. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. Ah, what a wonderful salvation! Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ, who both saves and heals? If not, come to him today. Repent of your sins and receive his grace and forgiveness and salvation that includes the healing of your body. God grant it. Amen. Be ye therefore ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh.
Thank you for listening to Ray Brubaker's Classic Radio. For a podcast of this message, visit raybrubaker.com on the internet. May God richly bless you is our prayer.